Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No warm-up, Ronnie.
no softballs. Okay. Donovan, I mean, Buzz, I love that guy. He's amazing. He is an 88. Obviously, he was the big talk of the bubble. But, I mean, it's all sample size, right? Like, we have to take it over the course of, many months. And so we'll see. I mean, he did definitely had some early season struggles, and then he was the guy. And so really confident that, you know, he'll get himself into a 90. Just generally taking a step back, like, we have 450 players in the league, right? And there's about 15 of them that are 90 plus. And I think that that's like generally surprising to everyone, you know, like the upper echelon should be like, maybe there should be 15 99s, like, you know, another game in the industry. But we have a lot of historical players that we want to base our history off of. So if you think about Donovan and what he did at the end of last year, and you compare it to 95, 96 Jordan, which is the pretty much the only 99 in our game, seems about right, actually, right? And you also think about, like, if there's 15 90s, is Donovan in the top 15? I don't know. It's probably pretty close, and that's why he's maybe 8.
What are those meetings like where you have to decide if a guy's a 91 or an 88, and how many man hours and woman hours, of course, are spent with these debates over player A versus player B when it comes to these player ratings?
I mean, it's a lot based on formulas too, right? So, like, there's, I think it's like 30 plus mini attributes that all kind of work together into one algorithm and then spit out that number. And we don't really change much of that because that number is pretty reliable and it's based on years of like tinkering and trying to get that thing right. And it looks at all physical aspects of the game, both on offense and defense, and it looks at all mental aspects of the game. So, between those two things, like, it's pretty reliable. And like I said, I mean, if you look at the top 15 guys in the league, they're all there. And I mean, you know what's interesting is we release these ratings as individual things often, but if you look at them all together, you're like, wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah, you know, you can name the top 15 guys, and I bet you they're the top 15 guys in 2K in terms of their rating this year.
Ronnie, I was telling the guys, man, life is truly amazing. Talk to me about 2009 when you debuted your Ronnie2K Twitter page. Just talk to me about, did your parents know? When did you know, your brothers, that you were on to something that was going to change your life and blow up to what it is now?
I had no idea. I mean, Dibs has known me since I was, 7 years old, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't expect this. My parents definitely didn't get it for years. And, I mean, again, like, this story's been told a million times, but I was going to go to law school or be a computer scientist or do some, you know, career that my parents would have been more understanding of, like being a doctor or an engineer or whatever. And instead, I went into the sports business just like you guys have done. And it's a tough business to get into, but, you know, you carve your niche, you know, don't take no for an answer. You work really, really hard, and you grow and make it, I guess. So, a lot of effort went into this. I've been at 2K for 13 years. I work with some of the most amazing minds in the industry, and it's been a thrill, but it's also been a lot of labor of love, right? I mean, especially right now during COVID, this year has been like nothing else, and we have this new game coming out on the new console, 2K21, in a couple weeks, and on November 10th on Xbox and November 12th on PS, and it's been very tough to develop this game during COVID, but it's been really exciting and a new challenge, and that's what I love about 2K. Like, every single year, it's a new challenge and new way we have fun. And then, yeah, my ancillary life where I play in celebrity games and all that, I think that was the last time I talked to you guys, right, literally 10 minutes before I played it.
You had a double game. Single at the All-Star game, Ronnie.
There you go.
Hey, I had 10 in the first quarter.
Jeez. I'm going to go back and check that tape. So let me guess. Let me guess. You're a 90. You probably made yourself a 90.
You're a 90.
Yes, definitely not. But, you know, like that has been just like kind of an ancillary testament to how much the business has grown. And especially, again, during COVID, like a lot of people are sitting at home, and it's been great to be a facility and an entertaining device of a video game to let people play out their dreams of being a basketball player. You know,
Ronnie Singh. You're listening to Ronnie Singh. I'm sorry, Ronnie, digital marketing director at 2K Sports. Who's the lowest rated player in the history of the game? Outside Nick Young, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
So we changed the rating system a while ago. Where, like, when we had to add the historical players, I mentioned that earlier, there were a lot less 99s. I think we changed it in 2K12 when we introduced Legends for the first time. Before that, you would have guys that were, like, lower than a 50, and that's tough. I think the lowest guy now is, like, a 59, 60, something like that.
I need names, Ronnie. Come on, man.
Even if I pretend I didn't know who it was.
Be proud of your work.
I can't tell you who it is.
Quinn Cook?
No, Quinn, are you kidding?
Kai Come Bowman?
Yeah, he's kidding. Yes.
You're mentioning like seventh guys on rosters. No, I mean, we're talking about like the 15th guys on rosters, or, you know. So.
All right. Alan Smilagic, you got a number for him?
The Geach has got to be high 60s.
He's got to be somewhere in the 60s, yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie, have you had one experience of a player calling you, or you're bumping into a player or hanging out with a high-level player, like one of those experiences that would make the young Ronnie, the Ronnie that you and I both knew back in the mid-90s, if you would have told that kid, hey, someday you're going to meet X in this situation, is there one of those stories you can share with us?
Oh, man, I have a million of those stories. But, I mean, a lot of this is to stay level in those situations. But, I mean, obviously, I was a huge fan of basketball, as you know, Dibs. And one of the coolest things that happened to me was not this past year's celebrity game, but 2 years ago when I played for the first time after the game. And I played kind of whatever, you know. But, like, anyway, after the game, I went to the Jordan Brand party, and Michael's sons, Marcus and Jeffrey, I've known them a long time. They come up to me and they're like, hey, our dad wants to talk to you about your game and the celebrity, your performance in the celebrity game. And I'm like, your dad, Michael Jordan, wants to talk to me about playing basketball. So I went up, you know, and I couldn't remember like five words he said, because I was just sitting there like mouth wide open, starstruck, you know, like, that was pretty incredible. And he gave me some tips on my game, which hopefully helped in year two, and maybe will in the future when I play basketball.
Ronnie, I don't want to be messy, but the people on the text line, the people listening, they want to know, has anybody ever took it their rating so much to where you had a lightweight beef with them, you know?
I mean, there's some documented ones. You could probably Google that pretty easily. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's funny that these guys care so much, and it's sort of been like kind of a running joke. We just released some videos of me talking to PG and Jamal Murray and Jason Tatum, and there's gonna be a few more coming up, and you'll see that it really emotionally moves them. And I think that that's kind of amazing, that we've emotionally affected these guys over a rating that A is just a number, and B in a video game, and B is something that they can determine and change. You know, like if you play better, you want to ball out, you want a better rating, go get your better rating. It's, you know, it's not that hard. So I find it really fascinating. It speaks to the amazing cultural thing that 2K has become, that it means so much to fans alike and, of course, the NBA players that are representing them again.
Hey, Ronnie, thank you so much, man. Really enjoyed talking to you. Fun stuff, and keep up the good work.
No problem. Thanks. Anytime you guys need me, I'm here. Dibs knows how to get to me.
All righty, Ronnie Singh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.